O'Neill, only three games left. Is the end of the season a welcome respite for you now?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long season. You know, we can't lie, it's been a long, tough season. And obviously, you know, we've achieved his goal of staying in the division. You know, that was the target on the outset, you know, my job remit. You know, we get ourselves there on 52 points 4 games ago, and you wanted to sort of finish the season well, and it's sort of fizzling out a little bit, and you don't want it to do that. But look, that's football. You know, the results haven't been good of late, the last 4 games. The performances have been patchy, some good stuff, some not so good stuff. But we're in the middle of something that's, you know, that's been tough.
It's been very tough for you. Do you understand why maybe the players have just eased off a little bit?
I understand that it's probably took its toll, yeah. Yeah, I do, you know what I mean? And when you've got, when you lose people like Lewis Cook, who's a real important cog in your machine, then it takes some replacing. And then you lose Rudy Austin, you know, and what both players have is a dynamic, you know, to add to the team, and we've missed that dynamic. And obviously we've come up against some good sides, and, you know, we push Wolves close. I thought we'd give a good account of ourselves the other night without having a real cutting edge, but perhaps that's the reason why we're mid-table and not challenging. You know, obviously the Cardiff game's disappointing, just a disappointing performance. I thought we played well first half against Blackburn, then the sending off. So we've had some tough luck. We've had some, you know, we've been close in a couple of the games, but we've come off the back of 4 defeats, which is not good, obviously. But you know, it's that's football. You just got to get on with it. The lads have got to be tough. We've got 3 games to play. You know, we're playing to try and finish as high as we can. And that's the main aim.
Has it been a reality check, do you think, for everyone at the club in terms of the results? Because you've done very, very well with a very small squad to get as high up as you did, as quickly as you did. Is this just a little bit of a reality check, do you think?
Yeah, perhaps. I think it probably is. And I think it's maybe it's come at a time when it's not such a bad thing, you know, to know that, you know, we're not, you know, in a position where we can, you know, just think we're just going to turn up pre-season, add 3 or 4 players, and away we go, we're going to be challenging. You know, we've got some work to do, obviously. But I have to say, I think the lads have been absolutely tremendous, you know, to get us to this point. But there's still 3 games to play, and we want to finish well. You know, and just looking at the training that we've done today, and the way they've applied themselves, and the way that they've worked, you know, they want to finish well. You can see it. And you know, I thought it was a real good response to a poor performance against Cardiff, against Norwich. I thought the application and the desire to want to win was there. It was much more like us. Now, the other bits, if we're a little bit short, we're a bit short. You know, we can't, you know, we've got to this point, we've done well, but I'm not a magician. Do you know what I mean? So, and it, obviously it needs help.
Yeah, it does. I mean, no, I don't think anyone that's watched Leeds this year, especially under you, would question the commitment and the effort. It is the quality, like you said. Does that make it all the more frustrating that, you know, you've got the basics, if you like, if you could have added to it? Because it is rumbling on this saga. You know, we can't get away from it. We come and speak to you every week, and
yeah,
we want your future to be sorted probably as much as you do. Yeah. But you're in limbo, aren't you now?
Yeah, yeah, exactly that. And you know, but I've got a duty to the club, you know, and I feel a sense of duty to supporters as well, because they've stayed behind me and they stayed behind Tomo, you know, they stuck with us, and you know, we feel a sense of duty to them, you know, and we've got 3 games left, you know. It's a great football club, and it's a proud football club, you know. There's a lot of people got a lot of pride in this club, you know, and they want it to finish well, and you know, I think there's enough desire and determination in the dressing room, you know, still to, you know, to try and go and get some results, you know, in the last 3 games, and you know, that's what I'll be asking the lads to do.
Obviously, the crowd have been right, really vocally behind you. They give Tomo a shout the other night. I saw you clapping that. I mean, was that a bit of a lump in the throat moment? Maybe?
Yeah, it's you know, listen, it's been a joint effort, you know, and people know what I think of Steve. You know, I mean, I've waited a long time to get him in, because I knew the benefit he'd bring to the club, and you know, and to the squad, and I knew he was the right type of person for me to work with, you know, and he'd get the best out of me, and I'd get the best out of him. and that was exactly the case.
Should you move on, if you're offered another head coach role, would you take it, or would you rather be a manager?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, to be honest with you, I think recruitment's massive. And I think that recruitment, whether you're an academy manager or whether you're a first team manager or whatever aspect, recruitment is the real most important thing. And I think maybe there lies your answer.
Yeah. It just feels like managers are judged on the players they bring in. Yeah. If they're not your own players, it's very hard, isn't it? Let's talk about the football then. You know, three games left. Rudy Austin back, you said, this weekend. How has Lewis Cook, has he been training?
Well, he's in some early rehab where he's doing light things. We've got the boot off him, which is important. So he's out of the protective boot. But like I said, I mean, look, Lewis is a really important player, you know, to this football club. And, what is important is that he's fit and available for when he's really ready. You know, the last thing we want to do is bring him back and rush him and give him a problem long term. We don't, you know, he doesn't need that. He's only a young guy. You know, he's done his, he owes us nothing. He's done his bit this season, you know, Lewis Cook. So we'll make sure we look after him.
Yeah, and that's important as well. What about Calvin Phillips? May we see him come back in this week?
Yeah, I mean, look, Calvin's one of these that's come in and done really well. You know, I'm really pleased for him. You know, it's he had a real tough baptism of fire at Wolves, but you know, I knew we were capable, and you know, he's come in again against Cardiff and got his goal. You know, and it, another tough game because the side didn't play well. You know, and so he's had a real tough start of it. You know, as regards, you know, the environment he's been in, but you know, Calvin Phillips is a very, very good player. You know, he's a very, very good young player, and you know, whether he features or not in the next three games is, for me, is immaterial because you know his future is the most important thing. He's got a big future at Leeds.
You played the 4-5-1, obviously, and the success got you away from danger, got you up the table. It seems to work better when Morrison's at the top of it. We've not seen him for a few weeks. Are we likely to see him against him?
Yeah, perhaps. You know, I mean, listen, I mean, Steve's been good, and he's done well for us, and we've done well for him because we've got him in a better place. You know, and you know, all right, he hasn't scored his goals, and you know, as a striker, he's you know, you live and die on goals, but. What he's done is he's been a focal point for us, you know, and particularly in the run when we were picking up results, like you said. And to be fair, Billy's, you know, plugged away. He does that role quite well, you know. For a little guy, he pushes and shoves and gets his body in, and you know, but it's tough. But it's tough for the strikers up there on their own. I appreciate that. But I think at this moment in time, because we're so young in midfield and because we lack real experience, you know, to maybe open out and be a four, then maybe we have to do it with a five, you know, and come from a solid base. You know, he stood us in good stead in the past, you know, as regards picking up points and pinching results. You know, in an ideal world, for me, I mean, I'd love to play 4-4-2. You know, I think it's what the Championship's about. You know, it's a very 4-4-2 division. You know, if you look at most of the sides that have succeeded at this level, it's been that shape. But you've got to utilise the players that you've got, and you've got to try and get results with the resources that you've got.
Yeah. Looking at Luke Murphy, wanting the side for a long time, then he's come in, he's been outstanding for you.
Yeah.
Do you think he's learnt a lot and grown a lot, having to look after these young lads all around?
Yeah, I do. I'm really pleased for Luke, you know, and you know, he is a really good kid. You know, he's a really amiable, nice guy. But he's got that desire and that bit between his teeth now, you know, what he had perhaps at Crewe, you know, when he came to the fore. His ability is undoubted. He's got great ability. You know, he can run a game, he can dictate a game, he can score goals. You know, I'd like to see him score more goals because I think he's capable. But he's really took on that mantle, like you said, you know, of being that older player in there, you know, to work with these kids. And you know, I think he's been a real, real massive plus this season for us.